Thanks, Jeff, for the introduction. So today, this afternoon, I will be talking with you about a study that I did with Dr. Rafael Harpaz at CDC to look at the impact of the varicella vaccination program on varicella and related outcomes in the United States during 1994 to 2012 using a large national healthcare claims database. This is just my disclosure statement. I want to begin with a brief background on the virus that causes varicella, which is varicella zoster virus, also known as VZV. Initial infection with VZV leads to varicella, or chickenpox. Varicella is typically a self-limiting disease which leads to a generalized rash, but in some cases can lead to severe complications and even death. After initial infection, the virus becomes latent in the nerve cells and can reactivate later to cause herpes zoster or shingles. Shown in the lower left is a picture of a child with varicella, and on the right is a picture of an elderly woman with zoster. In 1995, the varicella vaccination program was introduced in the United States, with one dose recommended at age 12 to 18 months. Then in 2006, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, or ACIP, updated their recommendations for a routine two-dose varicella vaccination program, with the first dose recommended at 12 to 15 months and a second dose at 4 to 6 years. One dose varicella vaccination coverage in 19 to 35 month olds has increased from 26% in 1997 to 91% in 2013. Two dose varicella vaccination coverage among kindergarten students based on data from 36 states and DC has reached almost 94% by 2012. Since the vaccine program was introduced in 1995, we've seen considerable decline in varicella disease. This first graph shows that varicella cases have declined by 78 to 96% during 1990 to 2007. The second graph shows that varicella hospitalizations had declined 70% during 2000 to 2006 as compared to the pre-vaccine period. The last graph shows that varicella deaths have declined by almost 90% in 2005 to 2007 as compared to the pre-vaccine period. There was one study performed by authors Zhao et al. Published in 2005 that looked at trends in varicella during the one-dose varicella vaccination period using a large healthcare claims database. They examined varicella outpatient visits and hospitalizations between 1994, which was the period prior to varicella vaccine licensure, until 2002, when one-dose coverage had reached 81%. They found that varicella outpatient visits declined 59% and hospitalizations declined by 88% during 1994 to 2002. They also looked at varicella case severity, and they did this by calculating a ratio of varicella hospitalizations to outpatient visits, and they found that varicella case severity declined over time for all age groups. Finally, they looked at total estimated direct medical costs for varicella outpatient visits and hospitalizations, and they found that this declined 74% from an annual average of $85 million in 1994 to $22 million in 2002. We wanted to update this prior analysis with 10 years of additional data. Our study objective was to examine the impact of varicella vaccination program on varicella and related outcomes during 1994 to 2012 by looking at trends in outpatient visits, hospitalizations, laboratory testing, and antiviral use. We used data from the Truven Health Market Scan databases, which is a large national healthcare claims database and has data from public and private employers, health insurance plans, and Medicare. The databases have information on outpatient visits, hospitalizations, outpatient drugs, and enrollment. The study period was from 1994 to 2012. During that time, enrollment increased from 4 million during 1994 to 2002 to over 50 million in 2012. Our study population was defined as market scan enrollees aged 0 to 49 years. The pre-vaccine period was defined as 1994 to 1995, and the two-dose varicella vaccination period was defined as 2006 to 2012. An enrollee was defined as having a varicella outpatient visit or hospitalization if they had a medical claim with an ICD-9 diagnostic code for varicella. We excluded any enrollees that had claims with both a herpes zoster and a varicella diagnostic code on the same day. We defined an enrollee as having a varicella laboratory test if they had a claim with a CPT code for VZV testing 1 day before to 10 days after their varicella claim. And we defined an enrollee as having an antiviral prescription if they had a claim with an NDC code for acyclovir, famciclovir, or valacyclovir 1 day before to 10 days after their varicella claim. We calculated rates of varicella outpatient visits and hospitalizations per 100,000 during 1994 to 2012. We also calculated the proportion with a varicella laboratory test among those with a varicella diagnostic code during 2003 to 2012. We calculated the proportion with a claim for antivirals among those with a varicella diagnostic code also during 2003 to 2012. So the first two graphs I'm going to show you are the data for varicella outpatient visits. This first graph shows varicella outpatient visits by age group for the entire study period from 1994 to 2012. Shown in yellow are the data for those less than 10, in blue are the data for those 10 to 19 year olds, in gray are the data for 20 to 49 year olds, and green are the data for those 0 to 49 year olds. We found that varicella outpatient visits declined 84% from the pre-vaccine era to 2012. With 22% of this decline occurring during the two-dose period between 2006 to 2012. We also found that varicella outpatient visits declined for all age groups, and there was a 95% decline in infants age less than 1. This is similar to the prior graph, but it shows varicella outpatient visits by age group for 2003 to 2012. And the reason why we wanted to graph this period separately is because we wanted to better see the varicella trends during the two-dose period. So overall, we found that there was a 60% decline in varicella outpatient visits during the two-dose period from 2006 to 2012. And outpatient visits declined for all age groups during this period. The next two graphs show data for varicella hospitalizations. This first graph shows varicella hospitalizations by age group for the entire study period from 1994 to 2012. We found a 93% decline from the pre-vaccine period to 2012, with 11% of this decline occurring during the two-dose period. We found that varicella hospitalizations declined for all age groups, and there was a 99% decline in infants age less than 1. This graph shows varicella hospitalizations by age group for the period 2003 to 2012. Overall, we found that there was a 38% decline in varicella hospitalizations in the two-dose varicella vaccination period. Generally, there was a decline in varicella hospitalizations for all age groups, although for those less than 1, you see that the data are fluctuating a little more, and that this is due to the small numbers. This bar graph shows the proportion of outpatient varicella cases with varicella laboratory testing by age group during 2003 to 2012. In red are the data for those less than 10, yellow are the data for those 10 to 19 year olds, and in green are the data for those 20 to 49 year olds. We found that the proportion of cases with varicella laboratory testing increased from 6% in 2003 to 17% in 2012. The proportion with lab testing increased for all age groups. It increased 133% for those less than 10, 165% for those 10 to 19-year-olds, and 125% for those 20 to 49-year-olds. We also found that there was a higher proportion of adult varicella cases that had laboratory testing as compared to varicella cases in children or adolescents. This last graph shows the proportion of outpatient varicella cases with antivirals by age group during 2003 to 2012. We found the proportion with antivirals was fairly stable across the study period. It was approximately 17% during the whole study period from 2003 to 2012. We found that the proportion with antivirals increased with age. So 9% of varicella cases less than 10 had antivirals, increasing to 18% for those 10 to 19-year-olds with antivirals, and up to 36% of those cases that were 20 to 49 who had antivirals. In summary, we found that since the varicella vaccination program was implemented in 1995, there have been substantial declines in varicella disease and additional declines during the two-dose varicella vaccination period. We found that there was an 84% decline in varicella outpatient visits and a 93% decline in hospitalizations in 2012 versus the pre-vaccine period. These rates declined for all age groups, with the highest declines in infants aged less than one. Our data suggests that the two-dose program has prevented additional disease, with a 60% decline in outpatient visits and a 38% decline in hospitalizations during 2006 to 2012. We found that the proportion of cases with laboratory testing has increased, reaching 17% of testing with testing in 2012. Finally, we have found that antiviral use appears to be stable across time during the study period. It's not surprising that we found that the largest declines in varicella disease were in those targeted for varicella vaccination. Our data supports evidence of herd protection from the varicella vaccination program, since we saw large declines in varicella disease in adults who are not often vaccinated, and also infants aged less than one who are not recommended for vaccination. And this is something that we found in our active surveillance sites as well. Although we did not have data to directly look at duration of vaccine protection, our data does not suggest that vaccine protection has been waning over time. One of our major findings from the study is the considerable increase in the proportion of outpatient varicella cases with laboratory testing, and this is likely due to multiple factors, including the declining familiarity with varicella as incidence is declining. Also, there's an increasing proportion of varicella cases among vaccinated persons, also called breakthrough varicella, which is very difficult to diagnose clinically. There's also more widespread availability of laboratory tests. Our finding that the proportion of varicella cases with antiviral treatment increase with age is consistent with current recommendations for antivirals to be given to those at increased risk of severe varicella, including persons who are 13 and older. There are a number of limitations to our study. The data were based on administrative data, which are always subject to coding errors. There may have been misclassification or miscoding of herpes zoster cases coded as varicella. We try to control for this by excluding cases with both herpes zoster and varicella diagnostic codes on the same day. We also excluded varicella cases in those who were age 50 and older, because these are more likely to represent herpes zoster cases rather than true varicella cases. Our data may not be nationally representative, since MarketScan only includes those with private health insurance, and we were unable to directly link varicella healthcare utilization to varicella vaccination. In conclusion, the varicella vaccination program, after 16 years of implementation, continues to mature and provide additional beneficial impact on a national level. We found that varicella outpatient visits and hospitalizations continue to decline during the two-dose varicella vaccination period. There is an ongoing decrease in varicella rates in all age groups. It will be important to continue to monitor varicella disease to evaluate the performance of the varicella vaccination program. I would like to acknowledge the following people on this slide. Thank you.
Thanks, Jessica. It was terrific, and we're open for questions.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
So we are about to publish our third update on our varicella surveillance data, so hopefully that will be coming out soon. But this is a really nice adjunct to surveillance data. I think gives us different information. I think this issue of lab testing is really important.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we don't have many cases. We have like 100 cases a year. We get a handful. Have laboratory confirmation. And I think as we continue to see decreases, you know, I think there's an increasing concern for misclassification bias, because especially in adults, people don't know what varicella looks like anymore. So I'm just curious about, you know, where we think we're headed with laboratory tests, and also understanding that most of the lab tests we get are serology. And so how accurate is that really in someone, you know, IgM, okay, fine, but yeah, I just, you know, it's an interesting area that I don't think we have really great tests for,
yes.
But I think it's an important area as our cases go down and at some point level off.
Right, right. We agree with you, and that's why we wanted to look at this. I don't think there have been any studies that have looked at the proportion of people that have that are laboratory confirmed in varicella cases. But it's going to become more important, as you say, because clinically it's very difficult to diagnose. Like I've gone on outbreaks where I've not been able to, like it looks like a couple of bug bites, and it's hard to diagnose clinically. So laboratory testing is becoming very important. But on the flip side, as you say, our current laboratory tools are not great for diagnosing breakthrough varicella. Usually the best type of specimens are vesicles and scabs. But in breakthrough varicella, you don't usually get vesicles. You just get macular papular lesions, and it's hard to get a good specimen from that. In serology, we haven't found that's been very sensitive, but we see that providers are continuing to use that laboratory test. So
I think just educating providers mm-hmm. and trying to keep people's awareness of it. I think pediatricians still kind of seem to know, but certainly in adults, we get all those calls all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just got a call last week that they're like, oh, I think this could be smallpox. I'm like, no, I don't really think this is smallpox. And of course it was. So, you know, those are the types of things that we get. So trying to maintain familiarity with it, or give people the tools mm-hmm. to diagnose it.
Right, and we completely agree with everything you're saying. And as varicella disease is declining, we need to educate the providers more because they're not familiar with all these complexities. So I agree with you. And I look forward to seeing your data.
Thanks.
Yep. Any other questions? Hearing none? Okay. Jessica, thanks.